The Great British Rant with CJ Grace.
So I'm sitting on the toilet, minding my own business, reading a good book, when the phone rings. And of course, I don't have the phone with me. It's in another room. I spend a little bit of time wondering whether I should pick it up. Maybe it's one of my kids, with something I'll have to deal with. Maybe it's a contractor that I've been trying to reach for the past week or two and just playing phone tag with him. Or maybe it's somebody from work with a problem. So in the end, I decide to go and pick it up. I rush out of the bathroom, underpants down at my knees, and pick up the phone. Of course, it's not my kids, it's nobody from work, and it isn't that contractor that I've been trying to reach either. It's a survey, and I have to ask, why do companies think they have a right to ask me to do surveys for them? Why do I have to do their market research for free? Whether it's somebody I've asked over the phone to fix a problem, whether it's a service rep coming to fix an appliance in my house, there's always a survey afterwards. And I don't want to say that an employee is bad or good. I just want to have the service done and be done with it. So why do these companies think they have a right to waste my time and ask me my opinions on their employees? They should know full well that the only reason why people ever comment on employees is when they're upset with them and when they're angry, and so they're going to get a very skewed group. Most people haven't got the time nor the inclination to comment on anything like that after the service is over. And then you've got surveys from political groups. But if a political candidate or his representatives or her representatives wants to call me and ask me whether I'm going to vote for that candidate or what my opinions are or beliefs are on various issues, they're actually guaranteeing that I'm not going to vote for that candidate. Why should I have my time and my space invaded by these people who think they have a right to ask me questions without my consent? So, if I get a recording when I've picked up that phone, I tend to swear at it. I'm not going to tell you what I say. I think you can guess. But if it's a human, I'm a lot more polite. I have to have some compassion for the poor sod cold calling from some dank basement boiler room. Who knows where they are? Maybe they're in this country, maybe they're somewhere else. But I got to have some pity for them, so I'm not going to be rude or swear at those people. But I do say something like, I don't participate in surveys. Please don't call me again. Or I might say, if it's got nothing to do with any service I've ever had, please take me off your auto dialer. Usually, if you're polite enough to them, they might do that. You know damn well that if you're rude to somebody like that that calls you, they probably will put you on survey lists everywhere, so you'll get even more of those really annoying cold calls, just at the most inconvenient times.
That was The Great British Rant with CJ Grace.